The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on Monday.
Good morning.
June the 23rd, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Communities, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, thanks for joining us today on Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Thank you. We appreciate that. David's here. He appreciates it. Okay. We're going to get back to you, David. But any national days today?
Yes, today is National Family-Owned and Operated Business Day.
Well, that we are a family-owned and operated business.
And so is David. He's got his own business.
That's
Cascade it. Cascade Curations right over there. A great place to go to shop. My gosh, full of stuff. And,
thank you.
Linda, you're here.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Phones are ringing.
Yeah, phones are ringing. We've got a lot of stuff going on this morning. Hey, good morning. Guess what? Today is another one of those beautiful days. And the week ahead of us looks like we have around sunny with a high near 94 today. We could have gusts up to about 20 miles per hour. So I noticed that when we got home, we did, you know, the winds were pretty picked up this weekend because you always tell with, you know, the debris. Partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of 66. But as we progress through the week, it's just in the 90s. We don't break a triple digit. On Thursday, it's calling for a hot day. But other than that, we just look like we only have gusts up to today till about 20 miles per hour. Wednesday 95, Thursday 96, and Friday 97. So we're still under that great triple digit. Go outside, do your wonderful stuff. The weekend is calling for, you know, higher weather, but as we get closer, you know how those things change. So we'll watch that in a little bit. It's calling for triple digits over the weekend, but we are just on Monday. So beautiful and sunny day again with about 20 miles per hour winds. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, where our friends, the Kinney family, strive to, again, veteran-owned business. It's a family-owned business. So it's the day of those people who put their money where their mouth is, and they do, you know, sacrifice what it is to have a family business and keep it going. Is really a family.
The third generation of Kinneys are working.
Yes.
In the,
he talks about when he first was married, and they had holes in their bottom of their car, and they had to sit in a certain seat and go do runs, and you know, those are the days.
Yep.
You think about that, you know.
They don't have that problem now, and he calls them, his grandsons are working there, he calls them the chunks.
Yeah.
And they were moving furniture out of our house the other day because Chuck is furnishing a home for homeless veterans. And over in, of all places, Nevada, in Goldfield, Nevada. So the chunks came in and moved everything. Nice, nice young men. And, so, okay, 7:08 in the morning, today, pretty sure we're gonna have our community calendar. This weekend we went to our sister-in-law's retirement party. And, kind of a retirement birthday party for her.
But it was a big, mostly.
It was a big thing.
You know, and I just came in, I was looking at my emails, and there was an Evite, and I was like, oh, my God, all these pictures. And I was thinking, you know, we replied when we first got the date that we were going to make it, but we weren't officially, did not answer an Evite. So I kind of feel like that might have been Emily Post faux pas.
Well,
you know,
they knew we were coming.
I know,
we
but the people who were helping to put the party on, which I wasn't aware of because I thought it was through the family.
It was.
But,
it was Jill.
That's who we answered to. But anyway, so there was this. How many years in the 30s?
45.
45 years of being in HR.
Yeah, starting with no degree. And she went on later to pick up, a bunch of certificates. But she started off, in the HR game.
A Modoc County girl. She worked in the county clerk's office in Modoc.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, she did.
So Cindy,
at what, 18?
And then Cindy ends up working as the HR the head of HR for the largest law firm in Sacramento, and they had nothing but great things to say about her.
She has been very well respected in her field, and when you know you've got people through the years that come up and speak about her leadership. These are, you know, these were insights for us that, you know, we know her as Lee's wife,
yeah.
And you know, but to hear how she would take her time and take calls, and she would answer the phone to help with problems and help people grow. I mean, that's a great leader.
She was one of the few, if not the only, HR person anybody knew that when she fired somebody, they thanked her. The way, you know, on how she handled it. And so, yeah, and she told me about having to fire lawyers. She goes, that's really interesting.
That's a hard one. Mm-hmm.
It's because she had all the reasoning there.
Very hard.
And that comes from the above. But she's got to keep track of all of those things that, you know, this person didn't do this, you know, all these things. I mean, you've got a reason there.
And not only that, I just will also give the accolades with the fact that my brother has medical practice in Sacramento, and just during COVID and all of the things that you know, were how life changed for so many people, she was then coming in his office after he had somebody that retired after 26 years that was a right-hand person. And so she's had to come in there, yeah, and get that on track. And so she was doing double work. And anyway, so it was a beautiful send-off for all of her in the backyard of my brother and sister's beautiful home in Carmichael. But my mom and I, and we'd already bought these tickets, my mom and I went down to the music circus. And my mom bought front row seats. I mean, I don't know why, but I mean, we literally, I didn't know that either. We were sitting in theater in the round in row A, a ticket A1 and A2. So we could literally put our hands on the stage. And we saw Hello Dolly. And I haven't smiled that hard or laughed that hard. It was so good for the soul. And to go with mom and to see that. So then we came to the party afterwards. So, you know, we went through Sacramento and we understand. Now, David, in the meantime, you covered the game. Let's hear about the game. The
okay.
Colt 45
we,
game.
We won it because our regular announcer, Jacob, fine announcer. Well, Jacob has a wedding he had to go to. And we already had to miss one weekend because of something. And Rick Bassetti tells me, and I heard from numerous people, what happened to the games? Well, mm-hmm. We are now going to have games throughout the rest of the season, every weekend, and maybe even Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, it depends on if people want to sponsor it. But we've got a lot of sponsors out there now. So tell us about the game. This is your very first time
That's correct.
A professional baseball announcer.
Yeah. Yeah, and I loved, I've always loved baseball.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, do you remember back before there was a delay? We would put it on the TV. This is in the 80s.
Yeah.
And we would listen to it on the radio because the radio was more descriptive.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And so that's the way we would watch baseball games, is put it on the TV but listen on the radio. That was before there was a delay. You can't do that now.
Yeah. But, yeah. Now it's too hard.
Yeah. But the description, and I remember that as a kid, and just every, filling in with all the vivid description of the sun is in their eyes. Look, they're doing a dance on the mound, getting set, and then just describing all the moves of all the players. And it's exciting,
Got all the names.
Mm-hmm.
Got all the names.
You get all your names ahead of time.
Yeah.
Hoping that you're pronouncing them right.
Right.
I did check in with MBO, and there was a couple of names. I said, is this how you say it? And they said, yep. And so I was good to go.
Because trust me, grandmother will write to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because my email address is on our website, and they'll tell me how much they appreciate the games. Oh my gosh, it's great. They can't see him play, but it's great. But you pronounce my grandson's name, whatever it was, not with you, but it's
Betanco.
Last season.
Yeah.
Last season. Okay. Thank you. Well, good. I'm glad you did it. And so now I'm set. So Jacob better not half step.
Right.
No. Well, he came back for the Sunday game, right?
Yeah.
And you just pass the stuff off to him?
He did. And,
no problems hooking everything up?
Nope. And Spencer, Spencer jumped in a couple innings last night.
Oh, yeah.
And he did incredible.
Last night?
Yeah. You could tell he's really going to step up.
That's the color guy.
Yeah.
Am I paying him? I can't remember if I'm paying him for a game or not. I should. I should pay him something.
Yes.
But he's gaining experience here. He ought to be paying me. Okay, maybe not.
Could be an
now, he wasn't. Was he with you on Friday and Saturday?
He was not. He had to work.
Okay, so that's right. That's the other thing. So he came, but he rolled in on Sunday with Jacob, and he was there. Okay, I'm going to go back and listen to him. Yes, we have them, but they're not archived out front in the front. You've got to go, how do I get them? I just kind of walk in there and listen.
Yeah, it's that apps Brentley, the Brad sets up.
You know. Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. All right. Hey, look, we're going to take our first break of the week, and we should be joined, I think, by Anne Marie right after these messages.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2, Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care, Ombudsman.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Good morning. Welcome back. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. And you know what? We talked about the archives. You know, you can go back if you were thinking about a program that you heard, especially, I mean, I'm talking about the local shows where you can go back and hear former segments on KCNR1460.com. So that is our website. We always thank Brad because Brad, you know,
Brad's been our IT guy.
Yes.
Since the day we opened. And Brad and I have gone through, 15 years of getting along with each other.
He gets you. And now he gets you.
Now, yeah, because every 6 weeks he wouldn't talk to me.
Yes.
He went and talked to me directly.
I think you talked harshly to him and he wasn't. You were doing the Colonel talk, and I call it the Colonel talk, and I think it just, you know. Anyway, so KCNR1460.com, and this is your talk radio. We have one of our wonderful segments just about that's live on the air right now, and why don't you tell our listeners who we have.
Community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Anne Marie, good morning.
Good Monday morning, everyone. Wow, what a week. Well,
June's almost over.
Almost, but not quite. You still got time to do stuff.
Okay.
First, I really, really, really got to give a big shout out and a thank you to some ladies that assisted with a dog rescue over the weekend.
Julie,
Janet, Emily, and Nancy. I love seeing people come together to help a tiny little dog in need. Thank you so much. The dog is safe. Now we're trying to find an owner, but the dog is safe. So thank you, Julie, Janet, Emily, and Nancy. Love you guys.
Well,
okay.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Well, last week, I was finally able to check out the Wings of Summer Butterfly House at Turtle Bay in Reading. First time checking it out, and it made for a nice outing. I would definitely recommend getting a feeding stick to feed the butterflies. They do provide that there, and it's $2. There are multiple types of butterflies on hand available for viewing. One landed in my hair. And it kept coming back and landing in my hair, so we got a pretty good picture of it. This exhibit is currently running through August 10th and is free for Turtle Bay members and included in paid park admission. And Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. More details at turtlebay.org. Have you heard about lunch at the library? Shasta Public Libraries will be hosting a lunch for children at the Reading Library today, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This ongoing event runs Mondays through Fridays till August 1st. For kids 18 and under, the Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. On Tuesday, look for the Veterans Connect program at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This is a great opportunity for California veterans and their families to learn more about local resources, programs, and benefits they have earned through their military service. On select Wednesday nights, look for the 43rd annual Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series in Anderson. This Wednesday, June 25th, look for Journey's Edge, a Journey tribute band to perform. Opening band is 6 p.m., headliner 7 p.m. This free concert series is located at the Anderson River Park, Sierra Pacific Industries Amphitheater at 2800 Rupert Road in Anderson. Bring your own chairs and blankets. Friday morning, June 27th, join members of the Anderson Police Department for Coffee with Our Cops, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Grocery Outlet, 1981 California State Highway 273 in Anderson. More information can be found on the Anderson Police Department's Facebook page. The Friday Night in the Park concert series is currently running in the city of Shasta Lake at Claire Ingle Park and presented by the Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce. This Friday, June 27th, look for the Billies to perform. Showtime is 6:30 p.m. Bring your own lawn chairs and blankets. This weekend, look for the Redding Rancheria's 6th annual big time event to take place Friday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 1 p.m. to 11 p.m., and Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 noon at Wind River Resort and Casino, 2100 Redding Rancheria Road. This event is free to attend. And some highlights include vendors, traditional dancing, native cultural demos, and there will also be a hand game tournament. Check out Redding Rancheria on Facebook for more details. Join local law enforcement members this Saturday, June 28th, for Cops and Cones from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the park, Redding's Food Truck Hub, at 1552 Placer Street in Redding. The free event will feature canine demos, vehicle tours, ice cream raffles, and more. This event is being hosted by Arch Collaborative. That's Cops and Cones this Saturday starting at 11 a.m. And finally, Vitalant is looking for blood donations during the month of June. And through June 28th, donors will receive a $10 gift card and a chance to win $10,000. Two will win $10,000. For scheduling information or questions, visit italent.org. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Well, thank you so much, Anne-Marie. It sounds like it's going to be a busy week out there.
A wonderful week.
It is. So thank you very much, and we'll hear you next week.
Next week. You got it.
Okay, and then the week after that is, that's 4th of July. I don't think that we're going to probably hear you on that day since we're not here. Okay, you have a wonderful week, and thank you so much.
Till next time.
You bet. Okay, hey, our community calendar is brought to us by Siskiyou Insurance Services right here in Redding. Business, insurance, manufacturing, of course, all the regular homeowners and personal insurance and all that. Located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Redding. And you can reach them at 530-224-2345. And we will be right back after these messages.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Redding. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back, Free Fire Radio.
In the air.
In the air.
David, I'm talking, and then before we go on,
he's got you covered. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster. He's been doing it close to 30 years. He is the windshield whisperer and will fix your windshield, brings it into a climate-controlled area, puts his special mixture of whatever it is on it, on your windshield, whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, and then guarantees that for the life of your windshield. And in the old Red Rover, he fixed one that lasted 17 years. You couldn't even see it. He does really good work. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Nobody I've ever sent over there, or the people who have written in or made comments, has ever been disappointed in the work that Jeff Wurst does at Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Now, you may have been driving downtown, many of you, that's our thoroughfare, and to get to maybe from the west side, and you're driving down, and you see that the space that is over across from the where you vote, that area. To the left, there is a vacancy in the window, which used to be the Reading Fashion Alliance. Well, it still is the Fashion Alliance. But it's moving back into its downtown location with a new fabric boutique. And here this morning is Jan Kearns and, of course, Gabby Young. Good morning.
Abby Young,
welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I was just darting my eyes over there for a second. So forgive me. It's Monday. Jan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, our wonderful designer. You're very involved with the fashion scene here. And Abby, since you've taken over, now we know that our fabric stores in Reading are very few and far between, correct?
Yeah, especially since the closure of Joann's Fabrics.
So let's hear what the idea is. Share with our listeners this morning as they're driving around how we can help. Of course, this is community, and what we have to look forward to.
Absolutely. So this is called the Fashion Fabric Boutique, and so this is a store that is created by Reading Fashion Alliance to meet our makers at what now is a dire need. And we will be selling anything from fashion fabrics to upholstery. We won't do any quilting, but we will have tools, notions, sewing machines for sale. We'll still run our classes out of there. We still have some maker space. And the really exciting thing about this is that this is a fabric store that not only just has wholesale fabric that we sell, but it's consignment, and it's also donation from the community. So Jan Kearns has been really helping out with kind of spearheading inventory and choosing what fabrics go in there. And so I'm going to let her take that away about what she kind of found and what's involved.
Love it. Let's hear.
Oh, it's just been a treasure hunt. It's been really exciting. So we've been really looking at a number of, first of all, vendors.
Right.
That some people may know. Robert Kaufman sells, they sell a lot of quilting fabric, but they also sell beautiful apparel fabric. Lots of lovely linen, you know, cottons that are specific, poplin cottons, and they don't do things like silk or wool, but lots of denim, and so we've been able to work with them around finding really nice quality fabrics that we can bring in. Wyndham is another company that lots of people may know, and they have been a great resource for us. So, but the other thing that many people don't really know about is a concept called dead stock fabric. And dead stock is fabric that has maybe a mill created an overrun of fabrics that didn't sell or was more than was needed. And so those are then available at a much lower price point.
Oh, that's great.
And what it does is it helps really sustain and keep that product out of the landfill. So that's one of the main things that we're really trying to do.
Dead stock. There's, I like it.
Yeah, is really use beautiful dead stock fabric. So
now you recall the great store in San Francisco called Britax.
Oh, that's right.
How many times did I go through the years to Britax to buy fabric for costumes and just the notions and the fourth floor, the fifth floor, you know, where you could buy a boa and buttons or whatever. but just exquisite. So I love the fact you said something earlier that just rang my bell because I just got rid of a bunch of furniture, but I kept some stuff that I'd like to have reupholstered. And I thought, where can you go really look for interesting fabric that you can touch? Because I don't like to do stuff online. I want to see it. I want to feel, I don't want to smell it. I'm weird. Okay. I want to smell it.
Yes.
So, that you're going to carry upholstered fabric that people can upholster things with.
Yes. Yes. Some really beautiful upholstery fabrics. We have some upholstery fabric that was dead stock. It actually came out of an upholstery shop in San Francisco. Beautiful Italian linen blend fabric that's just gorgeous in many different colors. So, and one of the reasons that's really fun about that is that you think, oh, this is just for your furniture. Well, often it isn't. Often you can make a gorgeous coat out
yes.
of that, and it will be just beautiful. So,
well, you can. So, I know you so, can. We've seen your work.
So it's a lot of fun to be able to kind of see that and kind of spur that creativity and imagination.
Absolutely. So. Okay, so tell us when you were here today to share with the fact that that space is not vacant. It's being remodeled into a new creation of what will it be called?
The Fashion Fabric Boutique, and we're hoping to be open the first week of August. So that is really what we're shooting for.
Okay, well, you come back or call in and you let us know about that as well. Let's talk a little bit about the fashion show we did last year. Will you be doing something like that again this year where the designer fashion show?
Absolutely.
That was a fantastic way for us to really see the creative minds at work in the Reading or the North State area.
Yes, yeah. It's one of our favorite events. And, you know, we're going back to that yearly gala to get the community excited, to get the designers together. And so we will be doing it this year. It's still in the planning with the board. But we're kind of looking at, I can probably name drop the theme right now. It's everything that glitters.
Okay.
So, you know, there'll be a great way for people to dress up and then for designers to really create some outstanding looks and all different various glitters. So we'll start posting about how designers can sign up, how the community can get tickets. But right now it's still in the works. I'm hoping to, at the end of July, to really
pick a date
and get that going.
Yeah. Well, last year it was really fun because Jan, I've come in to get some work done. And by the way, that, you know, we do have a wonderful, what's the term? Besides designer.
Oh, an alterationist? Alterationist?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you do that as well.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So to have things that are fitted properly, we don't think about that. Like in the when things of my mother's generation, that stuff was made from scratch, everything was really fitted to your body type. Where we just go in and buy like an 8 or a 10 or a 12, whatever the size is, you know, and you just really don't have it fitted as much because you don't think about that. But boy, does that make a difference in your appearance between an inch or two taken out of a blouse, let's say.
Right.
And you have the eye for that, Jan.
So, and people know what that fit is. It makes them feel comfortable and feel better about how they look. And so, you know, it's really a process of working together to say, let's see what this looks like. And it can be just a tuck here or a little dart there, or sometimes it's just taking up some length and all of a sudden it just changes the whole appearance of it.
Well, and how fashion should fit. And mm-hmm. So, what would you say that your style is as a designer, Jan Kearns?
Oh, I think my style is probably more kind of classic traditional, but with a little surprise. So I always try and find something that makes it a little different, put in linings and clothes that you know, you wouldn't expect, do some extra embellishments, those kinds of things.
Some embellishments. I like that. Okay, well, before we get into our next segment, let's drive this home. We've got fabric coming in, and you're ordering what you call the dead stock,
uh-huh.
And then plus different designers, and I, not sewing, would not know who they are.
I have a question.
Eye candy.
I have a question.
Okay, good.
And I've been sitting over here listening. I have, somebody gave me this really nice Western,
jacket?
Sports coat.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that? Can you take it in? It's like six sizes too big, or do, are there places around town that people can take their stuff to?
So we have a designer and an alterationist who works with Reading Fashion Alliance, uh-huh. And she is just an expert in tailoring.
Okay.
And so different people have different skill sets.
Yeah.
I wouldn't personally probably tackle that, but she would.
Okay. So. Well, that's, see, and, yeah. And that's what she does.
They
too,
can take
right?
apart and reconstruct.
Yeah.
She can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, well, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, you have a piece of.
It's a great jacket. It's just. Linda and I could wear it together.
Reconstruct it.
I don't even know if you could even take it in that. You know,
are you doing
sometimes
that? Sometimes you can, and
sometimes you
can't.
And I understand.
So we have to kind we're of here with the Reading Fashion Alliance, and we're talking about the brand new area that, as you see the store right now, and it's vacant. They're going to be opening probably the end of July with new fabrics. It's going to be a fabric store, but with and so much more. And I love that you said you've got things on consignment. You've got sewing machines. Mm-hmm. Now, this might be also a great opportunity, I'm wondering, for those up-and-coming designers that want work, where somebody comes in and goes, oh, I really like this fabric. Do you know anybody who could make me something?
Absolutely. And that's the part of the community of the Fashion Alliance, is that we're a great networking hub. So you come in, you can drop off your, if you have cards, business cards as a designer, we can refer people to you. I mean, we have over 35 local fashion designers in Reading area within the region, and it's always constantly growing. And the cool thing with the Fashion Alliance is that when you're going to walk into that fabric store, you're going to get inspired by the fabric. And then if you look to your right, you're going to have classes that you can sign up as a beginner to all the way to advanced. And then you can create, and then if you like it enough, you could become a maker, and then start your journey. And it's all in one place.
That's fantastic. I love that. Now, are you going to be, will there be classes? Is this what you're saying? You could sign up and have classes. Now, the classes, are they on site?
Yes. Yeah, they'll be on site, and we have everything from children to adults. And so children start at 7, and then adults, you know, it's any age.
All right, so we love that the McConnell Foundation is partially funded by the McConnell Foundation, so grants are really an important thing, but the Reading Arts and Cultural District, you're part of that.
Yes, we are part of the Cultural District, and, you know, the support from the community has just been huge, and just having venues, the options for venues, just the support as well, and the grants, and, you know, and the community does its part by donations of fabric. Through donations, we've had tons of donations to our fabric store already. We have over 5,000 that people of the community have donated to us. So, I mean, the help, just the support, we're truly grateful. I think we're going into 9 years into our organization, and it's just, it's going stronger than ever. Very appreciative.
Well, okay, now fundraisers coming up.
We need to take a break.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk about how we can help.
In this portion of the show, brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry design, super selection of jewelry down there. You know, estate jewelry, pawn, Native American, and all the rest that goes along with a jewelry store. The only place that Linda shops at is Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State now 3 years in a row. 2225 Hilltop Drive is where they're located, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Speaking of my era. Yep, this is...
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studio. That's who we are. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we are here with Abby Young and Jan Kearns from the Reading Fashion Alliance, and I'm turning it right back. Excuse me, over to
Linda. Well, you have questions, too.
Well, no, I had my question, but you all have got some events coming up, right?
You've got some events, and share with us maybe some fundraisers.
Yes, absolutely. So the Fashion Fabric Boutique is opening up the first week of August through the Reading Fashion Alliance. And this is a fabric store that we have over 300 options of different bolts of fabric you can choose from fashion apparel to all the way to upholstery. And we are looking for donors. We're looking for... and donors can be anything from you can be giving money to us, or you can also be donating fabric. If you want to donate fabric, I would contact us either by phone. That could be you can call us or text us at 530-276-0458, or you can email us at readingfashion@gmail.com, and then we can see how you can help and how you can be a contributor to this next adventure.
Well, how about patterns? Because sometimes people will come across, let's say, an estate sale, or somebody passes on and their grandmother had, you know, vintage patterns, which are really interesting. So are you taking donations for patterns?
You know, when it comes down to donations, there's certain requirements because they have to be resold. So oftentimes we have to make sure that there's all the pieces that are included with the pattern.
Right.
We prefer something – we do sell vintage, and we do have a lot of that in stock at this moment, but we would have to kind of look through it and make sure that it's sellable.
Well, Jan, when we did your show, when we modeled for you at the Fashion Alliance fundraiser last year, and you made that outfit for me – or you made that outfit, and I decided I've got to have this outfit, and then it ended up being tailored for me. Was that a vintage? Was that a vintage? What do you want to call it? Pattern?
Pattern? actually, no. That was well. It was a kind of a. It was kind of a conglomeration of starting with some basic foundation patterns, and then I altered those and changed the design on them somewhat. So it made that, but it came out with a more, certainly a more classic vintage kind of look with
right.
big cuffs and a, you know,
kind of a dolman sleeve.
Dolman sleeve. And yes.
Right.
Yeah.
It felt like, it almost felt like it was 80s, a throwback to 80s slash 90s with the shoulder pads and all that. So. So I was curious about these, you know, the patterns, because I know my grandmother was a big, was a very much into, being a seamstress, and she always made everything that she wore and my mother wore. But she passed away when I was 3, so I grew up with these bolts. My mother worked, so it was just the bolts came through different moves and things like that. So I know I'm not alone with people that, you know, have had these bolts of fabrics around the house from, you know, being passed down. So that's something that can be possibly donated.
Absolutely, yep. And you would just have to meet us at our new location. And it's by appointment, so you have to make an appointment, and we'll kind of look through it, make sure it meets the requirements to be resellable. And then, you know, that's just one good way that you can be part of the mission.
All right.
And some donations, actually, that might not be appropriate to sell in the store, we also keep for classes for children. So there are some fabrics that we're able to kind of still keep you know, that are maybe a little smaller, or maybe they're just not something that are necessarily going to work out as a sale. But we'll go through that with people and make sure.
So what are the ages of the classes when you say children sewing? Because I think when I think about that, how wonderful to have to send your kids to like a summer camp of sewing or something like that too.
Yeah. And summer camps are actually going on right now too, which is great. So those go at 4 days at a time. So if you look on our site at readingfashionalliance.org, you can see what summer classes are going.
Tell us what that looks like.
Yeah, so it's from 7 years old to 15, I believe, is the mark for children classes. And we have everything from beginner sewing, learn how to make a beach outfit. We have make your own stuffy. We have weaving classes. And the fun thing about this is that, you know, if the kid really enjoys the sewing and maybe accomplishes what was given to them, the teachers often work with the child to see where they want to go next. So it also can be very personalized.
Right. Like, I just, what popped in my head was make a dog or kitty outfit for Halloween. How to sew, because it's so popular.
That's true.
You know, and they do it. Haven Humane has a whole, it's not Bark, Wine, and Brew, but they do where they have a doggy parade.
Yes.
So that would be cute, wouldn't it? Yeah, and have a competition. Yeah. Why not tie it in? You know, this is what we do all day long. Let's tie in the Fashion Alliance with Haven Humane.
That's a good idea.
What else do you have to share with us in these final few minutes?
I think really just, you know, looking at our site, following us on social media at Reading Fashion Alliance, and just getting the updates about how the fabric store is opening, what it looks like, and queuing in on the dates of when we'll have our grand opening, and just coming in and help supporting our local artist community. And we got to keep this going and keep this thriving for all the other designers that are out there in the Redding and Northern California region.
Do you have anything on the windows that says coming soon?
Yes.
We do,
okay,
yes.
Okay, because I guess I've been driving by and I just glanced over and I didn't know this, so I'm so happy to hear this. I saw just an empty space and we were talking about how many retail places when you go and you're seeing empty buildings. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to know it's just in the interim.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Until wait opening again or something, you know, where we can see that and we're driving by quickly without knowing that. But for many of you listening, we know that this is going to be a new development. We're very, very excited about that. And Jan, you were saying there were 35 makers or designers that are from the Redding area.
Yes, and a lot of those designers have just come in over the last couple of years. So it's been really fun to hear about and meet so many new designers who have come into this area and or have been able to kind of take that idea or that passion and say, oh, yeah, I really can do it, to the point where they're growing. And you know, in fact, one of the things that Abby started this year is a mentorship program. So one sewist can come in and work with kind of a master teacher for 4 months and be able to kind of hone their skills, see where they're heading and going, and that's been a really great program that she started. It's just been wonderful. So there are lots of ways that people can really explore that dream that they have and that interest to grow and create.
Well, you also have a jewelry and that kind of thing on display where people can maybe accessorize whatever they're making.
We won't have jewelry necessarily, but more of like buttons.
Okay.
And you know, we have good access to different wholesalers. So say if there's something that you're not finding in the store, as a designer, you can come up to us and one of our very well-educated employees can help you find and source that. And the good thing about the Fashion Alliance is that we're making this affordable to the community. It's not going to be, you know, you're not going to look at it and see the same prices as a big box store as Joann's. This is going to be affordable to everybody so that everybody can have the same opportunity to sew.
Well, we really appreciate this, Abby Young and Jan Kearns. We've got, well, final thoughts, and we've got to run. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so
much.
Yeah, let's keep your eyes open.
Made in Fashion Alliance. I can't wait to the next big soiree.
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back after the news with Ken Murray.
All right.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. Israel's military says it's not through with Iran just yet. On X, the military writes, dear citizens of Tehran, in the coming days, the Israeli army will continue its attacks against military targets in the Tehran region. To maintain your personal safety, we ask you to stay away from weapons production centers, military bases, and security institutions affiliated with the regime. The aftermath of the U.S. attacks on Iran's nuclear sites, damage assessment is underway, and it looks as if the attacks were highly effective.
The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Rafael Mariano Grossi, says very heavy damage is expected at Iran's underground facility at Fordo after a U.S. airstrike there this weekend with sophisticated bunker-buster bombs. Grossi adds, given the explosive payload utilized and the extreme vibration-sensitive nature of centrifuges, very significant damage is expected to have occurred. But, he cautions, at this time no one, including the IAEA, is in a position to fully assess the underground damage at Fordo. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The State Department urging Americans not to let down their guard. President Trump calls the weekend military action a spectacular military success. But there is concern about potential retaliation, including inside the U.S., given the number of Iranian nationals allowed in under President Biden. Border czar Tom Homan has said that the open border posed the greatest national security threat in U.S. history. An extreme heat wave spreading across the country, pushing temperatures and humidity levels into dangerous territory. Tens of millions of Americans are feeling the heat. They're urged to hydrate and stay as cool as they can. On Wall Street, the Dow, 111 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 109 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of The Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service, direct lender. Not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Spain reaches a deal with NATO over defense spending targets.
In a nationally televised address yesterday, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said Spain would be able to keep its commitments to the alliance by spending 2.1% of GDP on defense needs. That figure is less than half of NATO's target of 5%. Even with a lesser amount, Sanchez says Spain's participation, weight, and legitimacy in NATO would remain intact. This news follows an exchange of letters between NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and Sanchez, which granted the exemption to Spain ahead of the upcoming NATO summit at The Hague. George Williams, Washington.
At least 25 people are dead following a Sunday church bombing in Syria. Syrian state media reports a suicide bomber was involved and blew himself up inside the crowded church during mass. The attack, the first of its kind in Syria in years. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Texas GOP Governor Greg Abbott vetoing a bill to ban all THC products.
Abbott waited until the final moment Sunday to veto the measure that would have hampered an industry flush with THC-infused gummies, vapes, and other goods found at stores all across the Lone Star State. The bill would have made it a misdemeanor to own, sell, or manufacture THC. A 2018 federal law allowing states to regulate hemp led to the proliferation of the THC goods, which can be synthetically processed from hemp. Jason Walker reporting.
A Michigan police chief says church staff fatally shot a man armed with a handgun and a long gun, averting a potential mass shooting at a church west of Detroit. And police chief Ryan Strong says it happened yesterday at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 23rd of June. Getting close to the end here. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Care and compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave's at the helm. Called two baseball games this weekend. Did a great job. Is now he can put on his resume professional baseball announcer.
For Colt 45s.
Well, you don't even have to say that. Just professional baseball.
But this weekend in Reading, you were, what was that like, David?
Lots of fun. Lots of challenge for me, but, yeah, and once
did they
I got
bring
into
you
the
water?
Rhythm.
Did they bring you water?
They did.
Have they set up, like, shade over you?
The trees are shaded right there.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I thought it looked like they were trying to set up, you know, some pop-ups. We had that last year, and Jacob said, I can't see the left, you know, I can't see left field if they did that. Yeah, so they took them down this time.
Yep.
Yeah, we want our announcers to have what they need. So, okay. And it's National
Small Business Day, family-owned and operated small business day.
Whoa.
And also it's National Hydration Day.
Hydration.
Oh, definitely important.
Hydrate. Really like the National Small Business Owner Day. Yeah.
Well, hydration's really important, too. And
if Dave owns a business, we own a business.
Right.
But hydration, you're right.
No, I mean, it's a big deal.
You're after me all the time.
I can hear it in your voice when I talk to you, and your voice... I tell you, drink water. Well, let's give an update of the weather. 94 will be our highs today with our overnight lows of 66. It looks like we could have gusts of wind up to about 20 miles per hour, so be on the lookout for that. Tuesday we'll have around 95. The calm winds, coming down a little bit Wednesday with, temperatures around 95. Thursday around 96 and 97. We're under the triple digits all week. We really have, nothing in front of our forecast that looks like, that's weight bearing as far as, anything except for today with high winds. Now this weekend, we do get into the triple digits, but just like you say, one day at a time right now, 94 today and overnight lows of 66. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, the Kenny family, where they always give veteran and senior discounts. Three generations doing business, 365-3793 to get a hold of them to help you with all of your gas and propane needs.
There you go. And our guest today is a voice from the past. A blast from the past, Ken Murray. But I have to start off the show because we haven't had a chance to yet is we were at a retirement party and it was a lot of fun and all that. And we're sitting at a table and this lady looks at me. She says, we just took out the nuclear facilities in Iran. And so,
at a party.
So I didn't say anything to anybody because I was in Sacramento and thought, you know, why ruin that party for them? But it is, of course, incredibly big news. That the United States sent seven B-2 bombers over there and struck three different targets. And everybody came back safely. And they may have really put the Iranian nuclear plans on hold for several decades. So, well, I'm all for it.
Good for us.
Well, it's kind of like for 50 years they've been saying they want to kill, you know, wipe us out and Israelis, but I'm more concerned about us. And now we're getting ready. They were getting close. Not next week or in 2 weeks, but they had 2/3 of what they needed for a nuke. They had uranium and they had the delivery means. Now, the rest of it's pretty tough to put it together, but doesn't mean other countries can't help. So, anyway.
I want to back up a little
bit. That's just my thought.
Right. I want to back up and talk about Ken Murray. You know, we met Ken Murray, of course, the radio voice over on KQMS for years, and I'm not really sure that's how I met you. And you did the morning show with Ray, and then you did your single show. And we've always just known you to be a straight shooter. You've also been on city council. You've been very involved with the community. And so we just appreciate you coming in today. Ken's going to be leaving the North State, and so when you sell your house. And we wanted to say thank you and appreciate the fact that you've been a mentor and somebody who's helped us out how to do things on the radio, as well as the era of Jim, who still comes in and works with us as well. We just want our listeners to know about our relationship with you, Ken Murray.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I've got questions. As I've gotten older, I've become more reflective about things. One of the things, Carl, you may know the answer to this. You advertise all the time Man's Last Stronghold Barbershop.
Yes. Going to do it again today.
I'm in the VA healthcare system.
Yeah.
And I go out to the clinic on Knighton Road and other VA facilities.
So do I.
Explain to me, if you can, why so many Vietnam vets have ponytails.
Have ponytails?
You know, they're some of the toughest guys I know.
Yeah.
But what are they wearing ponytails for?
Well, I think a lot of them in their formative years when everybody was having long hair, and they couldn't. They spent a year, 2 years, 3 years in war and came back and were not treated very well. And I think they just said, you know what, I'm going to do what I want to do. And those ponytails could be from guys that retired from whatever they were doing and just let their hair grow. I mean, I can't tell you any more than that.
Well, maybe some Vietnam vet with a ponytail could call in and tell me why he has a ponytail.
Because he can. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Everybody can have a ponytail. Why choose to?
Well, not everybody. Let me see. Jake Mangus can't.
Maybe we have some Vietnam vets that are listening this morning, and you can call in.
Not all of them have ponytails.
And they're tough dudes, but, you know, you didn't see the guys coming out of World War I, World War II, the Korean War. Any of the other wars we've been in, growing ponytails. Just Vietnam. I mean, was it in Agent Orange and they got dumped on their heads? And
yeah.
They're like growing
No. I think it's just they're just displaying what, you know, they're just dressing the way they want. I mean, you wear Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, I like going to Hawaii.
There you go. So.
Let's talk about government for a minute. I've been thinking about this a lot. I listen to some of these radio programs where you have amateurs analyzing government and local government.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think they understand. There's a huge difference between the Board of Supervisors and any of our city councils. The difference is the supervisors are state agents.
Mm-hmm.
They're state constitutional officers, as are sheriffs and the election officials, and they're all state constitutional office. City councils aren't. And you look at I look at what I consider to be a series of dysfunctional boards of supervisors over the last few years.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to think of why that is. Supervisors have very little control over money. Very little. Most of the hundreds of millions of dollars that go to the county are passed through funds. For example, in the county budget is funds for education, but they're straight pass-through. They go straight to the Shasta County schools. And in the county, they hire a CEO, a county manager, who is the titular head of the government. But in the city, in any of the cities, there are two kinds of cities, general law cities in California and charter cities. General law cities, like all the cities up here. Basically, as a city council person, you hire two people. You hire the city attorney, you hire the city manager. City manager hires everybody else. I mean, that's just the way it is. So if you don't like a department head, unlike in the county, you got to fire the city manager to get rid of the department head, because they're employees of the city manager, not of the city council. In the county, if you don't like a department head, as a county supervisor, you can dump them. Okay? I think because they have so little discretionary funds in the county, that it leads to people, and I'm going to call them ideologues, who want to put their stamp of whatever their political beliefs are on the county. So they got a lot of time to fool around with stupid things like firing department heads and hiring them that have others that have their ideological bent rather than whether or not they can do the job in it as well. And so they mess around with all that stuff instead of taking care of business. And the only business that I can think of that a county supervisor has any job in doing is interfacing between the community and the departments, untangling a project that's hung up in planning or whatever. In the city, city manager does that. And they're just totally different entities. State agents, that's the county supervisors. Local agents, that's city council.
City council. Okay. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have a program over there called the Watchmen. It's the only hospital in the North State providing the Watchmen, a one-time, minimally invasive heart procedure for people with arterial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners. It's about the size of a quarter. It's very thin. It's inserted in there, and more than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with Watchmen. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and look up the Watchmen procedure. They've got that. They've got lung screening, gastrointestinal services, the TAVR valve replacement. There are so many cutting-edge technology procedures that Shasta Regional Medical Center is using. It's incredible. Plus the fact they have a very active, viable residency plan, which is one of those, one of the things that have been said about getting more physicians to the North State is, mm-hmm. is a residency plan. They've got a very vibrant residency plan over there, a program over there, started 2 years ago now. So they're into their second iteration of residents rolling through. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we'll be right back with Ken Murray.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest.
ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2, Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Aksum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Welcome back to our Monday morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, streaming.
I wish we could say that when we're bobbing our heads.
Streaming
that
Ken
Murray was, but he wasn't.
1460.com, always your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Maxwell Insurance. That's Judy Maxwell and her wonderful staff. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, where they're always helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Located at Hilltop Drive. Hey, you may be wondering what's going on with your insurance. Things are changing. Laws are changing. Am I covered? What's happening? How's my 401k, etc.? And if you want to have all of that under one roof, I would highly recommend Maxwell Insurance. Give them a call at 530-221-0441.
We're here with Ken Murray, and we just got a little primer on the difference between city and city government and county government. And also we asked a question about why do a lot of Vietnam vets have long hair, ponytails, and, you know, you don't have to get it cut.
Well, I'm just wondering.
I don't know why that is. I never noticed that specifically.
Oh, I noticed it, but I go out there a lot.
We used to have Marines back in the 70s when it was that long hair thing. They'd go on leave and they'd head up to, you know, they'd go to San Diego or L.A. They'd buy wigs to wear that was, you know, longer hair.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I heard this. I'm not sure.
Because they didn't want to be spotted as high and tight.
Yep. So, okay, what's next on your list here?
Sex.
Sex?
Yeah, let's talk about sex.
Oh, well,
got
should I leave the room?
Got your finger on the delete button.
All right, so I get sex is a senior.
No, just in general, sex education.
Oh, okay.
When I was a young person, you learn most about sex in the back seat of the car at a drive-in theater. Now they're teaching it in first grade, and I've got to learn a whole bunch of new pronouns, and it's ridiculous. I mean, how did parents teaching or kids figuring it out on their own devolve into teaching first graders about whatever the alphabet soup is? I mean, when I was in high school, for example, or grammar school, and I have a product of California schools, there were three sexes. There were boys, girls, and queers. That was it. And it wasn't any big deal. You know, I mean,
that was the terminology they used back then.
That is exactly, you know, and they weren't picked on or bullied or anything. Now, I recognized later that they were the butt of some jokes.
Well, I imagine there was probably some bullying going on. I mean, bullying goes on all the time, and if you're different, you get bullied.
I didn't see it.
Okay, well, I'm just. We know it was there.
No, I didn't. I don't know that it was there. I mean, there were queer kids in my class. And I didn't think. I was so busy trying to figure out my own sexuality that I wasn't about to focus on some other dude, you know. And it was all okay. Now there's a whole alphabet soup of whatever, you know. And they're teaching kids you can pick your sex when you're a first grader. Doesn't belong in schools. It belongs in the home, and it drives me nuts.
Well, what about the fact that, you know, when you say you learn about sex in, you know, at the drive-in?
Yeah, and you know what that means? That means the root of the problem is when I moved to this town, we had two drive-ins. Now we have none, and so we got to teach it in kindergarten.
Well, I think also, though, that we can argue about when it should start, but I think somewhere in the school, because I remember when I was growing up, they had sex education, but they divided the boys and the girls into two separate classes.
We had to go into
it. And, you know, it was the reproductions. This is what happens. This is how,
watch the movie.
How it works and how the, you know, the girl can get pregnant and.
But it was teaching about heterosexual sex.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah.
That's right.
Because.
This is in the 70s when I was in school.
Well, this was in
they didn't 60s. Teach about how to put a condom on. There were films, and it might have been outdated, but it was basically about what happens with your cells and your body when you're changing and you're going into, you know, developing and what happens with, you know, when
puberty.
Puberty and what happens with, sperm. And the whole thing with how pregnancy happens.
Well,
but they don't show you anything. I think they may have kissing or something like that.
There may have been
kissing from the 60s or the 50s, like an old thing.
Might have been drawings of the sexual,
I don't know.
But I don't even remember that. But here's the thing, one thing I totally agree with you on is the fact that we're exposing kids at a very young age to things that people in their teens have a tough time recognizing. The Supreme Court just upheld the Tennessee law that says you cannot give sex change drugs or operations or anything to anybody below the age of 18. And I'm sure 18's a good age for it. And the Supreme Court upheld that. So, you know, when you start teaching things to kids that still pick their nose and or eat paste, and they're trying to teach them something like this, seems to be really a difficult class for kids to grasp.
Seems to me it shouldn't be taught at schools.
Okay, next.
Okay, let's talk about Benton Air Park.
Benton Airport. Let's do that after this break, because I know this is going to go for a while. I just know it. I can tell by the way you look.
The look in his your eye.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. That's right. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if that's what you remember. I've been going there since I moved to Redding. Gosh, what is that, 2007? And never had a bad haircut. They've got appointments, so you can have walk-ins. I make an appointment, so it works on my schedule, by calling them at 530-244-9478. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great one. Cypress Square Barbershop, I recommend them without reservation. And we'll be right back with Ken Murray to see what Ken's going to say about Benton Air Park.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. A blast from the past, Ken Murray.
Oh, yes.
one of the dean of many of the talk shows around here. He had a talk show for many years. City council, you mayor? Yep, mayor. And has a lot of opinions.
Yeah.
And,
and we've known you for 20, we've been here 20 years. So,
Linda has.
When I, for my first job was over at Reading Radio with Don Burton, and so I got to see you on a daily basis.
That's true. And then you brought this dude up from San Diego, and I thought, what's wrong with her?
Yeah, well,
that's right.
And then I went to your wedding, and I saw you had a lot of swords out, so I figured you didn't have a choice. You were a hostage somewhere.
The Marines, and some of the what did we call them? The Motley Crew, I called them, but we
Patriot Guard Riders. Patriot Guard Riders, they were there. Yeah. That great group. Yeah. You know, things have changed a lot.
Yeah,
in the
that
last,
was a fun time
since 07. And a lot of those guys aren't with us any longer. Some of them still are. You know, Indian Dave and. I think, I'm not sure if Tripod's still alive or not. So, but many of them aren't. But I was fortunate. Somebody did a pencil drawing, really nice, of our gang out there in front of Tobacco and Brew. And Shelley used to let us sit there in the back and we'd have our coffee and, you know, surround chit chat about all types of different things. And somebody did a pencil drawing of that and I've got that up in my room. So Kent, you wanted to talk about Benton Airfield.
Yeah. Benton Airfield, in my opinion, the city ought to get rid of it.
The city what?
Ought to get rid of it.
Oh, okay.
Move all those airplanes out to Reading Municipal Airport. Those hangars can all be moved. I mean, it's an expense. It's a valuable piece of land. That's producing no tax revenue to speak of, should be converted to a business park, you know, maybe a great location for a medical training center or something. But we have air traffic controllers out at Reading Municipal. We have a lot of land. There's lots of places to put those little, I mean, the city's maintaining Benton Airport basically for private pilots.
Yeah.
All right. Well, private pilots can drive out to Reading Municipal and fly in their plane.
They also stage a lot of the CAL FIRE stuff there.
You mean out at Reading Municipal?
No, at the.
Well, they could stage it out of Reading Municipal.
What if they don't have room?
They do have room.
So you're saying shut down Benton Airport.
That's right.
Not the dog park right next to the dog. Just the airport.
Don't dare.
And put everything out there at the
municipal airport.
What was it costing? How much is it costing?
It's not making any money. It should be making money. If somebody went out
Are you sure it's not making money?
I know it's not making any money. If somebody went out there and built an office building.
Uh-huh.
The city would get tax revenue off of that.
So they tear down, the California Highway Patrol's there, too.
Right. Okay. They can fly a helicopter out of me.
Okay. So what you're saying is take over the whole airfield and make that into, like, what?
A business park. A business park with office buildings and research facilities and medical training facilities and whatever.
Put the jail there.
No, they don't pay taxes.
Oh, you're just looking for things that pay taxes.
That's right. I'm looking for money. And
I mean, it's ground's level. It's cemented in.
Basically, the city is maintaining a private airfield for a bunch of private individuals who have private airplanes. Move them.
Well, maybe it has something to do with traffic patterns.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with
Well, you don't know that.
Yes, I do.
Well, you've got commercial aircraft coming in all the time.
No, you don't.
At Reading Airport.
What, six a day?
Yeah.
Well, that's not all the time.
That's a lot of the time.
That's none of the time.
And then now you're going to have pilots out there inexperienced pilots in the flight, in the flight patterns.
Well, you'd rather have them over a residential neighborhood where they crash into the canyon and do other stupid things?
Well, that happened once.
I got another subject.
All okay, right. Wait a minute. I understand what you're saying is, we do away with Benton Airpark, move all the stuff over there to Reading Airport.
Yep.
Then you could take that land and sell it or lease it.
Generate income off of it for the city.
Okay. All right. There's another idea.
Time has come for 51. I got a thought about that. 51st state ought to be Puerto Rico, not Northern California. They voted 8 times to become part of the United States. If we can take on Hawaii and Alaska, we sure as heck can take on Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico?
Absolutely. They want to be a state, and they can't get in. What makes these dudes here in Northern California think they can get stated out of our legislators in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I'm pretty sure that the idea that the whole time for 51 started over representation, and that we feel like the Northern California area is not well represented, which is absolutely true.
Well, then we ought to hire better representatives at the box office. I mean, when Randy Collier was the representative up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's how we got, he was the father of the freeway system. I mean, he had been in there so long that, and was so entrenched in Sacramento that he could get favors done for Northern California when Southern California could care less. I think we've been hiring a bunch of ineffective legislators through the ballot box that aren't getting us anything.
Well, you know, you can say that.
I am saying it.
But it's been over a period of, since I've lived here, we've put people in there, and it still comes down to it. It's one vote for our whole, you know, in the assembly, and one vote in the Senate, and LA's got 47 assembly members.
It's an excuse.
I'm not sure.
An excuse for being ineffective.
I'm not sure that's true.
Well,
you don't
anyway.
Know, but there are things.
Anyway.
You know what? That sheriff that's running for a governor right now.
I like him.
Yeah, so do I. One of the things he said, and I thought was really interesting, I don't know if other people picked up on it, was he said he would never sign a bill that was introduced by somebody out of that area. In other words, if somebody wanted something to happen in Shasta County and the North State here, some guy down in LA introduces that bill. It impacts on us. Tremendously impacts on us, yet we don't want that, so it's introduced. He said he would only look at bills that were introduced by the people that it would impact on. I thought
that makes sense
to me.
So I think time for 51 is Puerto Rico. I think that this whole movement of Northern California, what is it, 13 counties in Northern California? I said this 15 years ago. We ought to be pursuing merging with Nevada. We'll give all that beach that is the state of Nevada ocean frontage for the first time.
Well, that, or I think there's, I don't know how many, 15 counties or something in Oregon that are trying to merge with Idaho. And, you know, somebody that you know and love, Rivera Anselmo, said, gosh, 16 years ago, we should become a part of Texas. They would love to have a Pacific. They would love to have a Pacific coast.
It just makes sense to me for us to work with Nevada, to merge with Nevada. I mean, they have a lower tax base. I mean, we're as close to Carson City as we are to Sacramento, almost. And I think we have a lot to offer Nevada. They have a lot to offer us. And I think time for 51 is going nowhere.
So, what's the difference between us merging with Nevada and seceding?
The difference is it doesn't create two new senators.
Well, I understand that.
And, well, I think that's a big issue.
That could be true. Maybe that's why Puerto Rico is being on hold.
It could be that you know.
Somewhat of a Democratic stronghold in a lot of those areas. Yeah, that's probably one of the reasons. It's like, why don't you let D.C. become a state?
I'm tired to the bone of political parties.
Of who? What?
Political parties.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're both dysfunctional.
Do we need a third one that starts over fresh?
Oh, we need to just all be independent. I'm an independent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying it. You know, I get 80% less mail during elections than you do.
It's true.
That's probably true. But I get a lot of mail is from New Day. It's a military-oriented thing. And Linda gets, every week gets something from New Day talking about different aspects of things you can do with your money. And I'm looking at this, you know, they're offering this and this, when I see New Day, and New Day, if you're listening, I just toss it because I know what it's going to say. And Linda, you know, doesn't even see these, as you should not, because there's nothing in it. So, we got a lot of mail yesterday. It was over the weekend and probably Friday, Saturday, and anyway. And after I went through the mail that I have to look at, I had a pile of junk mail.
Mm.
Well, includes a couple magazines that I no longer read.
Okay.
But I can't get, I guess I could cancel them. But when you join something, they'll send it to you. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Over half of it goes into into the wastebasket to be recycled. So, all right, let's take a quick break. We're here with Ken Murray. I can't wait to hear when he comes back in the last segment here.
Saving the best for last.
We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist.
And good morning. It's currently 77 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have about 94 today with our overnight lows of 66. It is beautiful outside, but we could have gusts of wind up to maybe 20 miles per hour today. That's the forecast at least. Tomorrow looks like we're about 95 Wednesday as well, and going up to about 96 on Thursday and Friday 97. So it's a beautiful week under triple digit weather. And that's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. There you go.
And we're here with Ken Murray. And Ken's been expounding on things that he's been thinking about for the last 80 years.
We appreciate you being on, buddy.
Everything from sex education to do away with Benton Air Park. And that he is tired of all the political parties and wants, you know, just be independent and try and get their attention. What's next? We got this is the last segment. You got 8 minutes to just thoroughly, thoroughly arouse the people.
Let's talk about dying. I'm dying. Okay. I mean, everybody's dying, but I'm dying at a faster rate because I'm older. And it's okay to die. I'm ready to die. I can go meet the Lord. I'm okay with that. But the process of dying sucks. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think I have 4 surgeries scheduled over the next 6 months for different body parts that don't work anymore. And it's part of what happens in the aging process. Stuff quits working like it's supposed to.
Uh-huh.
And you gotta go get it fixed. And so the process itself of dying is the pits.
And plus just trying to recuperate from the one operation to just get ready for the second.
That's all. I mean,
and you wonder why people sit around and talk about when they're older about what medications and doctors they see. That's their life.
That's my life. You know, I spend all my time at doctor's offices, and I start to think about why am I wasting all this energy? Why don't I just die? It'd be okay. But the process itself sucks. I mean, old people are in pain all the time from something, okay? Something doesn't work or something works improperly or whatever.
So what, are you saying at a certain age we should just pull the plug?
No.
No.
I'm just saying the process.
Fight it to the very end.
Right.
I told Linda if I'm on life support, keep me on it for 60 days because I could come back.
I don't want to be on life support.
Well, I think it's interesting to hear this aspect coming from somebody
who's older
about being honest about how you're feeling about the process of it. And some people say older people are cantankerous. Well,
I have every right to be.
So have grace is what I'm saying, is that you're hearing it from somebody who's like, what's it like? You're selling your house. You're going to move. You've got these things scheduled. It's like saying goodbye. What do you do for joy?
Well, that's a good question. What do you do for a good time, Ken?
Do I know her?
Do what?
Do I know her?
Oh. You know most of them.
So, yeah, I've danced with the joy. Like to be joyful in your life. And you think, this is what I... Like I went to the theater with my mom and we saw Hello Dolly and turned me on. It turned me up. It tuned me in. It was like, wow. I laughed. I engaged. So that was really a wonderful thing I hadn't felt in some time. So what about for you? What brings you joy and makes you laugh and you want to do it and you'll go to do it in order to get that feeling.
Playing duplicate bridge.
Okay.
It brings me great joy, especially when I win.
Duplicate bridge. We forget about the fact that you really are a bridge player.
I are. And I love it. And it keeps my brain active. You know, you wind up, you get older and you wind up with stories. I mean, I look at people in their 40s are just hilarious to me because they look at somebody my age, wow, he must have some wisdom. Well, I don't know if I have any wisdom. I just run out of stupid things to do. They're still doing them, you know, and it's funny.
Well, you know, you're over 70.
I'm over 80.
Okay. I thought that, but I was, you know, so you're over 80. I look at, I think of it, it's so much of it comes from within, on your attitude about things. Now, there's certain things when your body starts, you know, your shoulder goes out, knee goes out. But I'm seeing that shoulders and knees in people in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Or they, you know, they're on 12 different types of meds when in their 30s.
You know, the other thing.
But what I'm getting at, though, is I watched Linda's parents, who are now, he's going to be 94 and she's 92.
Mm-hmm.
They were still taking cruises last year. You know, 2-3 week cruises.
Mm-hmm.
And they would plan for them and it would make them, you know, they get maps and all these kind of things. And then they go out and just go have a wonderful time. They're not doing that this year.
I do that. I mean,
you go out and those things.
Yeah. I'm planning to go taking a cruise from Singapore to Australia over Christmas.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to that.
And that'll be fun.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, life happens backwards. Young people ought to see the world first and then have kids. But that's not how it works. We have our kids, we raise our families, we get old, we got a couple of bucks extra, we decide to go see the world. And all of a sudden, I have a different view than I used to have about other people in other places.
Mm-hmm. Other countries.
People are the same everywhere.
Pretty much.
Pretty much the same. I mean, they all want security for their families. They want 3 squares a day. They want a safe place to sleep. They want to enjoy their families. They're the same. I don't care if it's in China or Russia or...
No, they've done studies that show the blue-collar workers in Russia. This was years ago. I mean, I don't know if it's changed. In Russia, had the same desires as blue-collar workers in the United States.
They're all the same.
They were working under a different type of regime. But I agree that people want, they want to have a home. They want to feel secure. They want to have food.
They want to raise their children.
They want to raise their children safely.
They want to be proud.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's universal. Yeah. Sometimes we forget that.
Yeah. Because so much of the news is drawing the distinction between them and us. And the distinction between them and us is very small. Their politics are perhaps different.
Yeah, way different.
But their lives and their life goals are the same.
Yeah, I would believe that for the most part.
Yeah.
With exceptions in every nation. There, you know, you get people way out there. I spent a lot of time in the Middle East. And they want, you know, they dress their kids up really clean and, I mean, they go to school and all that. But when they came home, things changed. The girls, even if they had an education, couldn't use it. It was not unusual to see some husband that we knew, seemed like a good guy, slapping his wife around one day. I mean, those kind of things are different. And however, if you look at, does he want to get his kids to go to school every day and be safe and not get bombed that night and all that? Yeah, yeah, just like me. I don't want to be bombed at night. And I want my kids to go to school, which they did, and the grandkids to be happy. And they all seem to be on that. Okay, Ken, we got 1 minute left.
I do.
You do.
On so this show.
You mean I don't have a doctor's appointment?
On this show today.
Well, Linda and Carl, I appreciate you having me in. I've been here for over 50 years and seen a lot of changes in this town. Some of them for the good. Some of them, like getting rid of drive-in theaters, for the bad. I have a request. The next time you have the chief of police from the city of Reading in here, I want you to ask him how many bicycle vehicle
lanes do we need?
Accidents have we had?
Oh, have we had? Okay.
They keep those statistics. How many have we had? What problem are we solving?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I know that they have to put in bike lanes to get the money. So, and what they do is just completely change the traffic pattern, and we have to run. Hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane joins us along with a couple other guests. Have a great day, and God bless America.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.